This just in.
We begin tonight with breaking news.
The U.S. Navy said...
Welcome to your AFN CW Newsstream. I'm MC3, Curtis Burdick. Intuition is best described as a gut feeling and defined by the ability to instinctively understand something without the need for conscious reasoning. A good example of this is a firefighter getting the overwhelming feeling to evacuate just before a building collapses. Lieutenant Commander Robert LeCompte, chaplain aboard Naval Support Activities Suda Bay, informs us that intuition is different for a leader.
The leader who only follows their gut feelings won't be a leader for very long, because our gut feelings can often be wrong. So intuition as a leader begins with what's called leadership bias. That means that I look at everything, and a leader looks at everything through those leadership goggles, and they ask themselves this question: how does the event going on around me affect the mission? How does it give me a leadership advantage?
According to LeCompte, intuition can also be the action of recognizing patterns in reacting to them.
My intuition, I recognize the pattern of NJPs going on, and we know that a part of our mission is to be ambassadors, if you will, to the locals, to the Greeks around us, and how are we going to be a positive influence on them, a positive representation of the United States of America. So I see a trend of NJPs, DUIs, and that sort of thing. So what's my reaction? For me, it was to start the leadership symposium, right? A handful of people who get together and we want to purposefully grow as leaders.
For leaders and junior service members interested in learning leadership skills, you can visit the Leadership Symposium on Thursdays at noon in the Chapel, Building 53. That's all for your AFN Suda Bay Newsstream. I'm MC3, Curtis Burdick.